Hey there, Chamber members. Welcome to another installment of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Jay Revel, here. My friend Sarah Solomon with us again today. We have got another wonderful show for you, another great interview with a fantastic Chamber member, a great company doing wonderful business here in our community. You know, as always, we like to try to bring you interesting stories and interesting perspectives of what it's like to do business in our community, what it's like to be invested in our community, and what it's like to have a presence here. And today we've got two great guests from one fantastic company. We've got Vince McCormick, president of Purdue Office Interiors, and Jack Mosley, sales manager here in the market for Purdue Office Interiors. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you.
Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Guys, we were talking a little bit earlier about Purdue and sort of the history of the company. So why don't we start by telling us a little bit about the history of Purdue and just give people the, you know, walk up on the street, no assumptions of the company, an understanding of what it is that you do and what makes your company tick.
Sure. Thank you. Appreciate again you having us. So Purdue was founded in 1916 in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're pushing 103 years old now, and we are in the commercial furnishings and services business. And you know, we were a Jacksonville-based company for many years, grew our business in that market, and had an opportunity to expand into Tallahassee about 4 or 5 years ago. And so you know, we really saw that as an opportunity for us to grow our brand. And so we moved into the market, found a space in downtown in Tallahassee, and on the corner of Monroe and Tennessee, and found Jack Mosley. Jack and I knew each other through the industry, being involved in the industry a long time, and so Jack joined us. Jack's been, 4 years ago?
Five years, correct.
4 years ago. And so really trying to replicate what we do in Jacksonville from a commercial furnishing and services standpoint in Tallahassee as well. So everything from the initial planning stage to design a workplace all the way through the furniture procurement, the implementation, the service after the sale, all of that kind of a turnkey full service operation. In addition to that, we do things like electrostatic painting, reupholstery, cleaning, things that can kind of improve the asset of the of our customer's product without having to always buy new. So we want to help our customers, you know, be conscious of their time and their money. So
fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, you've been in the market now for some time, and let's go back to maybe sort of that decision to come into the Tallahassee market. What were some of the things that attracted you, you know, as a company to coming into Tallahassee and as somewhere you wanted to do business?
Yeah, well, for sure, and I'll let Jack respond as well. But, you know, for me, kind of being at the time the owner of the company and looking for how we could grow our brand, I spent some time here, and I was really blown away by the things that are happening in the market, the growth potential. You know, certainly higher education is big here, and in the state of Florida, obviously, is the capital's here, so a lot of state business. But, you know, looking outside of that, a lot of private enterprise, you know, a lot of businesses in many different industries that are growing in Tallahassee. So for us, I felt like it was a natural fit. Not being too far away, so we're only a couple hours away in Jacksonville. Again, we felt like it was a great opportunity to grow in the market.
Right, and for me, I'd been in the business for about 20 years, and like Vince said, our relationship goes back a long ways, and when he and I met and talked about opening the office here in Tallahassee, I just thought it was a wonderful opportunity, and a good refresh, kind of a fresh start for me.
And you've talked a lot about growth potential. Can you kind of paint the picture for us of, you know, how it's changed in the last couple of years since you've been in Tallahassee, and then broaden that for me a little bit and tell me about the growth from when you first started in this industry to how different it looks now?
Wow, that goes back a long time.
Experience matters.
The industry has changed a lot. It's funny that the workplace is dramatically different than what it was when both of us started in the business, which is good.
Sure.
Evolving, always evolving. I wasn't that familiar with the market, honestly, before we came. You know, I've been to football games and things like that, but I hadn't really spent a lot of time in Tallahassee. And again, you know, I just kind of fell in love with the city and kind of some of the character it has and the topography. And not only that, the business-friendly environment, certainly the chamber, has been very helpful to us, not only in Tallahassee, but also in Jacksonville. And so it's an important piece of what we do to be connected to the community. And so, yeah, I mean, we're seeing growth in really all areas of enterprise here. And I think that, you know, we'll continue to look to grow in healthcare and to, you know, other private enterprises. And so, yeah, I think for us, it's been a good venture. The workplace itself, you know, if we want to talk about that a little bit, and I'll
yeah.
Jack weigh in, but you know, we're with basically three generations at work now, right? And so, designing workplaces around each of those things is a challenge, but also exciting. And so, the younger workforce really wants, you know, choice and control. They want to choose where they work, when they work, how they work. And so we're designing workplaces around those needs and those requirements. The technology plays a big piece of that as well.
And I'm sure that's changed, you know, over the years with so many millennials. Over half of the workforce is going to be millennials in just a few short years. Do you have any anecdotal experience or actual projects that you can share with us that kind of illustrate that?
Yes, we had a project last year with the Florida Dental Association. They approached us with a need to, you know, revamp their space and building a new building, but revamp the landscape of how they work. They came from a space where everyone basically had private offices. There was very little communication, very little collaboration between the staff and leadership. And so what they wanted to do was get everything open, take all the walls down, get into an open landscape. As you can imagine, there was pushback initially, probably 100%. Mostly it's a generational thing. But I think they would agree with us that, you know, once we were able to sit down and talk to their employees, you know, explain to them what we were trying to achieve, we put forth some renderings and some conceptual plans for them to see and get a feel for it, and they bought into it with hesitancy, obviously, the employees. But the last time I was there, they basically did, you know, a grand opening for their employees and welcomed them to their new space. And it was perceived in such a manner that I don't think they could ever fathom that it would work out the way that it did. And what was once a closed environment is now this vibrant, energetic, lively space where the employees all are communicating and collaborating. And it's the efficiency of the business has increased drastically.
That's fantastic. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, someone who may be listening to the show today, and maybe they've got a slightly outdated office, or maybe they've got some younger employees that think the office is outdated, even though the boss may not. What kind of recommendations might you make to someone who's just now getting a thought, maybe I ought to give Purdue a call and see what they think? What are some of the first things someone should think about before they kind of maybe go through a update or an overhaul of their space?
First of all, you know, kind of walk through the space and how they want it to perform. It's all about performance. You know, if you can lower the walls and reduce some of the privacy and achieve greater efficiencies, that's everyone's goal in business. As far as recruiting and retaining talent, gone are the days where a title means much to the millennials, for sure.
Sure.
They want to feel a place of home. They want to feel a place of need and comfort when they work. So they don't need the walls. They're not used to that. And they're going to be the ones that are pushing back on that. So if you're going to attract and retain them, you've got to give them a space that functions.
I think as far as the process, right, you know, we have our design staff that would come in, you know, and evaluate the space. As Jack mentioned, kind of look at, you know, how the company's working, how the employees are working, and then really make recommendations to how to improve that. And it could be they might be moving, they might be renovating, they might be changing their brand, their company. I mean, there's definitely a lot of different ways why somebody would want to renovate their space. So we kind of have to understand what the needs are. And I would just recommend to companies that, especially leadership in companies, to really involve the employees in the process. I think that's one of the key factors as we work with our customers, is really getting buy-in from not only the leadership, which I think it needs to be driven from the leadership,
mm-hmm.
but the baseline employees need to be involved and integrated in the process.
Spent a lot of time here at the Chamber of Commerce working on talent retention, specifically here in Tallahassee. We always like to say that the abbreviation for the city, TLH, stands for Talent Lives Here. And we always try to share stories of people who choose to spend their life and career here in Tallahassee. And it's fascinating because we constantly hear from employers that retaining talent is a top priority. It's something that they're investing tons of time in. And then, you know, still you'll see some who recognize these trends in how offices look and feel, but maybe some that haven't. If you were going to give someone, a word maybe of encouragement to pick up the phone and call you and just have you come take a look, you know, is there something that you might say to kind of ease their tension they may be having with making changes like that? How would you proposition that?
I would say don't be afraid. A lot of people are going through it.
Yeah, you know, I believe
it. You know, the example Jack gave is a great one. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we can bring resources to our customers is, you know, really looking at other companies that we've worked with and give examples of how it can be less intimidating, I think, for other people. So,
I mean, you guys do a great job of making change much more comfortable than people might expect.
Sure. And when you talk about talent retention, the first thing that came to my mind when you were giving us that example is here at the Chamber, we do something called the Tally Job Hop, where we take students around who are currently in college to visit actual offices to try to get them to know the area, not necessarily the campus bubble, as we call it. And it's really fun to talk to those students after to see how they gravitate towards, how they connect to the spaces, because, you know, the owners or managers or current staff can talk to the employees and have really cool, awesome things to say. And then the things that they kind of come away with are, well, that place was really cool inside. You know, they had a, you know, open concept place and it seems really trendy and stuff like that. So it's interesting to consider the generational differences when you are thinking about this future workforce.
Sure, it's something that, you know, we're always looking ahead. We're always kind of looking at what's next, you know, so what does the future office look like? I don't have all the answers to that. But I would say that some of the trends we're seeing, height adjustability is another big thing. Mm-hmm. Sit stand, a lot of companies are going to that. Lighting can play a big key in, you know, kind of the wellness of the workplace. And so the open environment, I don't think is going to go away either. I think what we're seeing now is a little bit of a privacy crisis, right? So everything's gone low walls, no walls. offices. And so some of our customers are balancing that now. They're shifting back a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to provide that close-in space where, especially an introvert, you know, if you're extrovert or an introvert, right?
It plays a huge difference.
So you have to provide those other spaces, enclaves or mm-hmm. you know, small meeting spaces for that privacy time that you need. So I feel like we're seeing a little bit of a shift kind of back and forth from the open to the closed.
It's fascinating. You know, you talked about being future-oriented. I know you guys had some big news recently. You've just gone through an acquisition deal. You want to tell us a little bit about your new partner company and how that all came about? And
Suddeth Van Lines. So they're the nation's largest, well, one of the world's largest moving and storage logistics companies, and based in Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. And so Suddeth turned 100 years old this year. Purdue, as I mentioned earlier, we turned 102. And so two companies founded in Jacksonville literally were right across the Main Street Bridge from each other, both in downtown Jacksonville. And so, you know, as we look at adding things to our portfolio, how we can differentiate ourselves in the market, I owned the company for 11 years. I've worked there for 33 years. And so I was really looking at what's next. You know, what can we do to make sure that Purdue exists another 100 years, because I'm not going to be around that. And so we started talking with Suddeth, and the more and more I got to know them, the more I felt connectivity between the family environment they have and the family environment Purdue has, and then learning more about their capabilities around moving and storage, logistics, all of the things around technology as it relates to that, it just really started making sense. So now, really, we want to go to market in three ways. We plan, we furnish, and we relocate. Hmm. So we can go all the way from the beginning stages of what we talked about earlier about designing the workplace, all the way through the furnishing piece, and then, you know, we can move you as well and provide technology services around that. So, you know, so it's been a good, I feel good about it. Suddeth was in the furniture business a little bit, but they really wanted to be more of a player in that industry, or in our industry. And so they bought the market leader, and we combined forces, and it's been very well perceived and received in Jacksonville and Tallahassee as well. So
a little bit about, you know, just kind of maybe in closing here, what does the rest of the portfolio look like with Purdue? What other markets are you operating in, and what are some of the maybe trends you see for the next few years?
Well, we're Steelcase Dealers, our flagship brand. Steelcase, the largest office furniture manufacturer in the world. They're based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and so that's kind of our flagship line. We sell 200 manufacturers in addition to that, so we have a full kind of full capability from, you know, entry level product all the way up to, you know, the most progressive product. Mm-hmm. And so we have franchise rights for that. So Jacksonville and Tallahassee are really of our two markets that we position Steelcase in. However, you know, if a customer is based here, or they're based in Jacksonville and they have locations around the country or outside the country, we're certainly there to help them grow in those markets as well. As far as kind of what's next, I would say technology is really driving the industry a lot more than it has. You know, we're getting into room scheduling systems. We're getting into assessment of how spaces are being used. So we're doing sensoring. We're doing monitoring. We work with a large healthcare institution in Jacksonville, and so we've migrated all of their physicians out of offices because they weren't being used. Now, the physicians thought they were using them, but once we did sensoring and really measured the use of the space, it wasn't being used as frequently. So we put them more in an open environment, and they recaptured that space for clinical space. So things like that, you know, are kind of really, you know, it's just not about buying a desk, chair, or file. It's really more than full.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I mean, you know, really having data-driven decision-making on how to best utilize your office, that's probably something that most folks, again, who might be listening today, who maybe own their own office building, or maybe they're even leasing it, but they probably haven't thought of taking that approach. I mean, and again, today we live in this amazing world where you can do these things, and that is incredible. Jack, I saw that you're planning to join us on our trip to Greenville here in a couple of months.
That's correct.
That's wonderful. You know, those of you who may be listening, I think we've made mention of this on the show before, but the Chamber is, every couple of years, we'll take an inner-city leadership trip. We're soon getting ready to go up to Greenville, South Carolina, which is a bustling city that's really continuing to reinvent itself. Jack, anything you want to share as far as, you know, things you maybe hope to gain from the trip or experiences you're looking to take part in on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm anxious to see how the business sector in Greenville functions as opposed to us or like us, and maybe some things that we can do to improve here locally. I know that's always the goal of the Chamber, and as a business person, that's a goal of ours. We want to expand the market. So to see how their chamber functions or their leadership functions in Greenville is going to be something I'm looking forward to.
It's always interesting when we get ready to do these trips because, you know, we go through a lot of Q&A with different even media outlets or other folks in town and other even members who might want to know, why do we take these trips? I mean, it's exactly what you said. We can be guilty always of sort of measuring ourselves against ourselves. And if you don't go out and see how the competition in the world is doing it, you'll never really know where you stand. So it's good to go see, you know, again, from y'all's perspective, I imagine you go in and see what the interiors of a city that's doing a great job of retaining talent and doing some very innovative things looks like, so that, you know, when you're meeting with your clients back here, you can say, well, you know, hey, I saw this thing at a company in Greenville, and boy, that could really work well in your space. So we're glad to have you tagging
sure,
with us.
I'm sure downtown would probably be a focus with Greenville and the great work they've done in that market, kind of integrating business and people and residential and all of that in their downtown. Certainly something in Jacksonville we're looking at as well. I'm a huge proponent of the trips. I've been on, I think, 14 trips in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's great.
And so we do that annually as well. So yeah. I think it's a great, not only to see the city and what's going on, but connectivity to the other chamber members that are there, get to know them on a personal basis.
Sure.
I think it's definitely time well spent.
Mm-hmm. And that's always the environment that we're trying to create, and that's why we host podcast shows like this.
Sure.
And guys, we can't thank you enough for coming and spending some time with us today, talking about Purdue Office Interiors, your great company. Again, exciting with the acquisition and some new prospects for the future. We're glad to have you here in Tallahassee in the market and doing great things. And Jack, we can't wait to have you on the trip here in just a few weeks.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
You got it. Thanks for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're not familiar with Purdue, guys, where would we send folks online? What website to let people know more?
PurdueOffice.com.
PurdueOffice.com. So, and folks,
Purdue's name's not going away. It's still,
good, you're right.
So I wanted to mention that.
No, it's important.
It'll be a side of the company, but it's still going to be Purdue.
Cool.
Website's going to be the same.
Yeah. PurdueOffice.com. You can learn all kinds of exciting things. Again, you probably are living under a rock somewhere if you haven't noticed that the changing tastes of office interiors is happening pretty rapidly. And again, as the millennials continue to elevate their percentages in the workforce, things are happening at a pretty fast pace. So check out our friends from Purdue Office, get to know that company, and stay tuned again for more great episodes of the Chamber Podcast. We'll be looking forward to bringing you some further interesting stories here in just a few weeks. And thanks as always for listening. And Sarah, if we want to tell our folks where to learn more about what's going on in Chamber World, where are we sending them?
We would send them to talchamber.com. That's talchamber.com. And also, of course, we want to drive you to our social media pages where we post current updates all the time about things that we are doing out in the community. We'd love to have you follow there and join in on those conversations.
Thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.